found while digging. Digging is happening all over the world, and one never knows what they might find when they start construction projects or even plant crops. There have been a few cases where people have found treasures, not because they went out looking for them and exploring in exotic places, but because they went into their own backyard. One man in Illinois was feeling depressed. He had no job. He went out into his backyard to pick some broccoli. While picking the broccoli, he came across a nylon bag. To his astonishment, when he opened it, he found over $100,000. He wanted to do the right thing, so he reported it to police. He was told if no one claimed it by the end of the year, the money was his. An older woman was his neighbor, and she went to police claiming she threw out the money because it was cursed. The matter went to the courts, and the court decided to give part of the money as a reward to the man who found it and the rest to the neighbor. The man died before he got the reward, and when the woman got her share, she died. A man in New Orleans was digging in his backyard and discovered something very unexpected. It was the kind of thing which might upset some people very much. He discovered his home was built over a forgotten cemetery. When he dug, he discovered several caskets stacked one on top of the other. He found out the property used to be part of St. Peter's Cemetery, which was closed due to overcrowding. It is bad enough to find out you live over a cemetery, but it is even worse to find out you live over an overcrowded cemetery. Two little boys were playing in their yard in Michigan. They had a big yard with a small creek running through it. They had decided it would be fun to build a dam on the creek. As they gathered rocks, one of the boys dug up what he thought was a strange-looking rock. What he found turned out not to be a rock at all, but a mastodon bone. The bone was the neck bone and was over 13,000 years old. What I am about to tell you seems hard to believe, but there was a bombing range in World War II in Orlando, Florida. Today there is a community on one side of what was that range. It is said over 100 bombs have been found during digs for different things, many of them in people's backyards. The first one was found when a tractor ran over one, blowing it up. A teenage boy had heard a story about a plane crashing years ago in the area where he lived. He decided to get his metal detector and check out his yard. To his surprise, the metal detector registered a large find. The family hired a digger, and the machine went down over 20 feet and found the remains of a German plane along with the bones of the pilot and his wallet identifying him along with some money. A couple who had two sons moved into a new house in 1978. The boys decided to check out the property with their metal detector and got a large hit on the front lawn. They told their parents, who decided to get an excavator and dig out what was under there. To their shock, they found a 1974 Ferrari. It turned out the owners of the Ferrari had hired a couple of guys to put the car into the ocean so they could claim it was stolen and collect the insurance money. The men decided instead to bury it with the intention of coming back for it in the future when the heat was off the case, but they never did. In 1850, a couple moved into an apartment in Paris. They decided to update the apartment and hired workmen to modernize it. When one of the walls was opened up, the mummified body of a baby fell out. It had been in the wall. The police suspected the couple in the case, but when a doctor got involved, he pointed out the baby had been dead for a long time, far before the couple ever moved in. Roadwork was going on in China, and when the ground was dug up, to the surprise of the workers, a perfectly preserved mummy of a woman was found. Experts were shocked at how good the condition of the mummy was. She was found in a brown liquid. She had been buried in silks, jewelry and slippers. It was estimated the woman was buried for about 700 years and had been part of the Ming dynasty. Construction works were digging near a bridge in Scotland in Kengorms National Park. They discovered a small metal box of the type one would see in a bank vault. When it was opened, they were surprised to find they had discovered a time capsule from 1894. The box contained a newspaper, scroll and other interesting items from the time. The box and its contents are now in a museum. Apple has stores in a lot of different places and different countries. While one was being built in Spain, workers discovered there was a medieval hospital under the site. The hospital has been dated as being from the 15th century, but records were found which show it functioned until 1850. A very strange discovery was made in 1998. An electrical engineer discovered a very strange rock while digging. The rock had some sort of electrical component sticking out of it. The engineer was stumped because the electrical component seems to have had the rock grown around it, and the rock has been dated at being about 100,000 years old. He asked scientists to examine the stone, but no one wanted to. It has been given a name, Enigmalith. Is this another case where the reason no one wanted to examine the stone was they were afraid they couldn't explain it? A construction crew was working in Alexandria, Virginia. They were getting a site ready for the building of a hotel when they found something totally unexpected. They found an intact warehouse and warship. The objects were from the Revolutionary War. The warehouse was 100 feet by 24 feet and the ship was about 50 feet long. All this goes to show you, once you start digging, you never know what you may come across. Much more has been found than what I talked about today.